The best thing to do is to avoid being a victim in the first place. Well, how do you do that? What we do is when we talk to victims in the past, oftentimes what they will have told us is they had a suspicion, they had an inkling that this scam, this opportunity, this offer was too good to be true. But they did it anyway for any number of different reasons. But again, they had an inner voice, they had a thought in their head that somehow this was, again, too good to be true. And they oftentimes express to us that they wish they had listened to that voice. If you're confronted with something like an opportunity online or a relationship online, before sending any kind of money, speak to somebody you trust, speak to a family member, speak to a spouse, speak to a child, speak to a member of your community, talk to them about that, talk to law enforcement, call your local police department, talk to your bank, talk to your insurance agent, talk to anybody whose trust you can rely upon. Tell them what you're seeing. Tell them what you're being offering. See what they think. Again, try to your best to avoid being a victim in the first place. If you find out that you've been victimized, it's important that you react and move as quickly as possible. Contact your bank, contact your insurance company, contact anywhere where you had money that you believe has since been stolen. Do that as soon as possible. Contact your local police department. Contact your local FBI. You can find our numbers online, or you can contact the Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3.gov, and do that as quickly as possible. Many people are fearful of doing this because, for any number of different reasons, because they're embarrassed or they're afraid. It's important that you overcome those feelings as soon as possible and make those contacts as soon as possible.